Monday is Shiva oriented. It's an auspicious day. Every day is auspicious before Bhagavan Baba when he's here. A great Vedic scholar, described Sai in terms of the primordial divine entity, the ancient primordial divine entity, Shiva or Ishvara. And he is the one, this great Vedic scholar, who has revealed to us the sacred mantra of the modern age, dedicated to the most modern avatar in this age. That is the Sai Gayatri. We call it Sai Ishvara Gayatri. So we chant this great holy mantra, which has been revealed by a great Vedic scholar in the holy presence of Bhagavan Baba more than 2 decades ago in the holy grounds or in the holy abode of Bhagavan Baba in Whitefield, in Vrindavan, Trayi Vrindavan to be more precise. It was in his very residence there. On a very holy day, on Christmas Eve, at a very holy time, evening time, Sandhya time, which is most holy for revelation of mantras and also for initiation of mantras and for repetition of mantras, sunset time. Picture to yourself this picture of Bhagavan Baba sitting on a beautiful red muslin chair like that, and the great Vedic scholar next to him, who was asked to speak, to give some advice to the gathered students and also the elders who gathered there. When this great scholar was tongue-tied, as it were, in the middle of his talk, it was Bhagavan Baba who gave him, transmitted that spiritual energy. It is called Shaktipada. By touching him on his head, with his hand, fully stretched hand, Baba's hand. And Baba said at that time, Bangaru, the golden one, this is one of the most endearing expressions that Baba uses. Go ahead and say it. So it was the holy moments that this great holy personality, as it were, the embodiment of Vedic learning, who was already in his 80s, who then came out with this holy mantra, the Sai Gayatri mantra, or Sai Ishvara mantra as we call it now. So we chant this mantra 3 times before I begin the talk on Sai Tri, the term coined by Bhagavan Baba to the 3 holy Gayatri mantras which are dedicated to him, the foremost amongst which is this Sai Gayatri or Sai Ishvara Gayatri. साईश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्वः प्रचोदयात्। साईश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय तन्नः सर्वः प्रचोदयात्। What does this mantra mean? It is of course composed of Vedic words in the holy Vedic meter called Gayatri meter. Gayatri is pictured as the universal divine goddess, as the mother of all Vedas. What does this mean, which has 24 letters, 8 letters for each part of this, and each part standing for, the first part standing for adoration, the second part standing for meditation, and the third part for prayer. These are the usual components of the Vedic mantras called Gayatri mantras, the most ancient of which is the classical Gayatri, which is the mother of all Gayatris, which is the prerequisite for all other Gayatris which are dedicated to divinities. What does this Sai Gayatri, what does it mean? In simple terms, all mantras are preceded by this great primordial sound, the eternal sound, the sound of all sounds, the soundless sound, the sound of silence, the sound at the time of the creation of the universe, which is still reverberating through the entire universe. And that is the creative symbol and symbolic sound called Omkar. Om. It is called Pranava. All mantras are preceded by Om. It stands for Parabrahma, the absolute, never changing, the fixed reality. There is the never-changing reality, the never-changing absolute reality, and there is the ever-changing phenomenal reality. These are 2 sides of the same coin. And Om is used both for Nirguna Dhyan, which means without attributes, without form, without, and also Saguna Dhyana, for meditation with form, and that form is symbolic here. in the letter called Om, in the sound rather, the eternal sound. So that is the meaning of Om. Sai Swaraya Vidmahe. The first 8 letters, Saishwaraya Vidmahe. Vidmahe means, it's a verbal form to say we know. We know. It's plural in the verb, in the Sanskrit. What is it that we know? What is it that we have come to know? We have come to realize. We have come to know Saishwaraya. That Sai is Ishwar himself. That Sai is God himself. We come to know, we have come to recognize, we understand that this visible, most splendorous, wondrous personality right before us, walking amidst us, is none else but the divine personified, that is Ishwar, Ishwar. How do we know that? We know according to the scriptural criteria. We know because people of great learning and also Vedic learning and who have practiced Vedic culture have asserted it, have affirmed it. The scriptural authority is the first one by which we go. The second one is by the word of a great learned culture, Vedic culture personality. And the third is the most important by which we come to realize, we come to understand. The first two, scriptural authority, the authority of a guru, are only secondary. The primary validation is from your own inner experience, and because based on your experience, this is the most important. Experience, self-experience. By these three criteria, we have come to realize that Bhagavan Baba, that Satya Sai is divinity incarnate. Second line, Sai Swaraya Vidmahe. We have come to realize by our own experiences that here is the one who has that universal magnetic power of love, the miracle of love, of universal love, number one. That is the reason. The second, he is the materialization miracles, the endless, undepleted materialization miracles which have been going on for the last 70 years. All this we have witnessed. His universal magnetic power of attraction by which we have all gathered here, irrespective of caste, creed, culture, country, nationality, gender, and everything. The second is his materialization miracles. Materialization of articles of tremendous spiritual energies, charged with spiritual energy, to the beneficiaries in an individual basis, and of course, charging the batteries of the world when he comes out with his lingas from his stomach, the Hiranyagarbha linga in particular. The three articles of tremendous spiritual significance, Shiva-oriented articles, are vibhuti, the sacred ash, which gives you the sum and substance of life. Dust we are, and to dust we return. The philosophy of all life, the relativity of life, the transience of life. And also, with that kind of understanding, the triumph of spirituality over matter, also, which gives us, boons us, because of that, its curative miracles, curative properties of vibhuti, the blessings that it gives to the receivers, The second article of tremendous significance are the lingas. Omkar is the sound form of Parabrahma. The formless form of that Parabrahma is the linga form. It's the egg-shaped linga form. This is Shivalingas, which immense number of Shivalingas which Bhagavan Baba has been materializing. Lingas including many varieties. Countless. Linga also stands for the mark, as I said, of Parabrahman. Like the soundless sound here is the formless form in the form of this linga. The embryonic cell, the living cell, the human embryo, and the universe are all egg-shaped. That is why he's called Hiranyagarbha. The golden womb, out of whom emerge the universes, the shining manifestations, the golden principle of life and living, and reaching the destination, the goal. Anyone, at any stage, at any time, at any place, has inherently the potential to reach, to merge himself with the divinity. This is the great Vedantic declarations. Aham Brahmasmi. It is ingrained in each one of us. That is why we respond. These are the springs of spirituality which are eternally implanted in us. These are not something from outside. They are right within you. And now I am coming to the second line. Satya Devaya Dhimahi. After knowing his divine incarnate, what do? You internalize his qualities. You internalize his form. His qualities, his characteristics. You meditate. Dhimahi means we meditate. On what? This living symbol or God of truth. Satya Devaya Div Prakashaya. The self-effulgence of Satya. The principle of truth, an avatar stands by certain principles, and Bhagavan Baba stands by the principles beginning with Satya. Then comes Dharma. Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, Ahimsa, Tyaga, and ultimately Ananda. These are the mark of seven which Bhagavan Baba told me is the hallmark of an avatar. Seven. So, we meditate on this great divine personality who is the embodiment of truth. This truth God, God of truth. Satya Devaya. What is the third line? What does it mean? Aparavaram. Sorry. The third line. Tannas sarvah prachodaya. That sarvaha, almighty, all in all entity, the omniscient, the omnipotent, the omniformed, the omninamed sarvaha stands for the supreme divinity. That supreme divinity sarvaha, naha as prachodaya. Prachodaya is the verb. This is the prayer part. We pray that let this supreme divinity lead us, inspire us, guide us, and put us on the path of liberation. This is the greatest prayer to the totality of this divinity. This totality called divinity will influence that our totality of our being and put us on the path of liberation. Thank you. Now, the unfoldment of the glory and splendor of this avatar has been captured in a mantra form on those historic moments. These historic moments reveal to us the glory and splendor of this avatar. And this particular Gayatri mantra, mantras are bridges to the divine, to the cosmic divinity. The individual links with cosmic divinity. And he multiplies his powers thereby. The microcosm assumes the status of the microcosm, not macrocosm. The individual expands through love, expands through connection with the divine cosmic form into the divinity itself. Brahma vitu, brahmaiva bhavati, the greatest declaration of the Upanishad. It is not merely equality here, it is not merely congruence and similarity, it is identity that is preached of the Jivatma with Paramatma, and that is the essence of the Vedas, called Vedanta, that is the essence of the Upanishads, the great four Mahavakyas, the greatest aphoric statements of the Upanishads, proceed from this truth. And Bhagavan Baba is there to say, when somebody had asked him, "Are you God?" He said, "Yes, but that's only half the truth. The other half of the truth is that you are also God. Aham Brahmasmi." This is the highest conclusion of the greatest sages who have revealed, to whom is revealed the secret of the universe, the secret of divinity. Now, as I mentioned, those historic moments in the evolution of the glory or splendor of this avatar has been caught once again through another mantra. And what was that occasion? When the individual links with Sai, the living divinity, and through him the cosmic forces, there is, of course, an electrified vibrational impact. And that happened here. That happened on that day when Bhagavan Baba, starting from his abode here in Puttaparthi, in Prashantinilayam, which we call it Kailash, the abode of Shiva, because it is, there is that great frieze or art of Nataraja, which stands before his abode. Started from there, he rode the golden chariot, not merely golden in terms of gold, in terms of golden sun chariot. The sun's disk was behind him, and the charioteer is symbolically shown to be Brahma. And there is only one occasion when the creator four-faced Brahma became a charioteer. To who did he become a charioteer? When Shiva rode, when Paramashiva rode on this golden chariot with the sun's disk and aura behind him, it was then the four-faced creator Brahma was the charioteer. And when Bhagavan Baba and similar imagery is evoked in you, when you see him, when I saw him coming through the gate at in the Sai Kulwant Hall gate, when he's coming through that after going round, it was 7:05 a.m. The morning sun, through the interstices, through the spaces, was streaming in on Bhagavan Baba. So the sun's rays were falling on him. And he had as his background this massive golden disc of the sun. It electrified me to see this historic moment of his grandeur and his glory. Why did he do it? It has all been written up a few thousand years ago in one of the scriptures that on such and such a day and such a time, the avatar of the modern age will be carried on a chariot, a golden chariot. It's called Swarna Ratha, Swarna Aditya Ratha. And when I saw him, and this particular effulgent light, that is Baba, proceeding with all the light that is falling on him into the mandir, I was, as usual, sitting on the veranda and particularly on the stage-type thing of veranda. At that particular time, I was facing the gate. I have been chanting the Satsai Gayatri, the one which we had just heard and chanted. And then I wondered in my own mind, what is this? What is this Surya Ratha? The chariot of gods, the chariot of sun, driven by the charioteer Brahma. When did it happen? What is this connection between Sai and Surya? Then it occurred to me that here is the most visible, the sun, God, is the most visible, effulgent manifestation of physical energy in the earth as we know now. And Bhagavan Baba is the most visible manifestation of spiritual energy right now before us. And therefore, the sun dispels darkness, and Bhagavan Baba dispels the darkness of ignorance by his teachings also. And therefore, I was then also, in my own mind, when I saw, what is this connection, or when I had this thought, I was chanting within the Surya Gayatri, the classical Surya Gayatri. So on the one hand, I was riding two horses, if I may say so. On the one hand, the mind has seven levels. It can operate at seven levels. At one level, I was chanting or contemplating on the Sai Gayatri. At the other level, I am chanting or contemplating on the Surya Gayatri, the classical one. And in the process, a hybrid has come out, if I may use that expression. I got mixed up, my memory. The moment you lose yourself, these things happen. I lost myself, and therefore I didn't clearly distinguish the two Gayatris that were in my mind at that time. And there was a mixture, and the mixture is this so-called Sai Surya Gayatri, which links the individual, the microcosm, with divine visible energy, the waking state. So it is Sai Surya suddenly emerged in the concept that this is Sai Surya. Surya, if you meditate on Surya, you will get health, strength, stamina, skill. And here is Bhagavan Baba, who has given umpteen number of people, tremendous, injected so much of health and strength and stamina and the capacity to do work. So here is similarity. So he Sai Surya too. And therefore came. And very soon I realized it was not something with which I started, not something that I was doing at the second level. It was something which is different from either of them, but composed of both of them, as it were. And that is Sai Surya Gayatri, which links us with cosmic energy. at the physical level, at the outer level, at the waking state level, which multiplies your health, strength, stamina, skill, and work capacities. And that is Om. Bhaskaraya Vidmahe. That's the first line. Bhaskaraya Vidmahe. Sai Devaya Dhimahe. Tannas Suryah Prachodayat. Bhaskara means Bhar, the self-effulgent entity before us. Surya is called Bhaskara, the self-effulgent entity. Every morning you see him in all his glory, on all through the day, at work. He is injecting all that energy into us. Bhaskaraya, here is the self-effulgent spiritual energy incarnate right before us, and that is Sai Deva Dhimahi. Then we meditate on this Sai Deva. As what? As Sai Surya Deva. Tanna Surya Prachodaya. Tat Suryaha. Suryaha means also the one who dispels darkness of ignorance. The physical sun dispels darkness, and gives us light. The spiritual sun dispels the darkness of ignorance, gives you knowledge of the world. And therefore, the Sai Surya is the one who dispels the darkness of our ignorance. That is what Surya means at the third line. Tat Suryaha, the dispeller of darkness of ignorance. The one who enlightens us, bathes us in his light, the light of love, the light of life. And the light of enlightenment. And that is Sai Surya. Tat, so therefore, Tat Naha Suryaha Prachodayat. This is the prayer. So you have the word Sai there. You have the self-effulgence, which is the hallmark, both at the physical level and at the spiritual level, represented by the most visible manifestation, namely the sun, and the most visible manifestation before you in his form, in Bhagavan Baba's form. So therefore arose the Sai Surya Gayatri. And when Bhagavan Baba alighted so gently from that golden chariot and walked slowly, it so happened I was in his path. It was my greatest good fortune. And I had already, by the time all this thing was happening, I had already taken out my index card and I was writing down the hybrid, if I misuse that expression, this Gayatri, which is dedicated to Sai Surya. What is that Gayatri? Ha Om Bhaskaraya Vidmahe Sai Devaya Dhimahi Tannas Suryah Prachodayat. And when he passed me by, when this great effulgent personality of the divine incarnation passed me by, he looked at me with great fullness of his eyes. And then I showed it to him. Baba, here is Sai Surya Gayatri. I just managed to show it to him, and he read it and gave it back and blessed it. And that happened on that day when he rode that chariot around maybe 9 o'clock or 7 or 7:30 or so. 7:05 was the muhurta for that actually, but it took some time. Then Bhagavan Baba had asked me once in Vrindavan. I had the opportunity to dedicate also this once again to him, and also to explain its significance. And after that I wrote an article on the vision of Sai Surya Gayatri, which was published in Telugu Sanatana Sarathi and also in English later, not in the third. So that is the birth, you might say, quote and unquote, of the Sai Surya Gayatri, which makes you link with the cosmic divine forces at the waking state level. When you are called Vishwa, the individual is called Vishwa, when he is doing karma, when he is doing action, the divine element in the individual, in the waking state, is called Vishwa. At the cosmic level, that means the totality of all the gross bodies, this is the gross level I am speaking, the body level, the outer level. When you are operating at the outer body level, the individual is called Vishwa. In the world of multiplicity, in the world of Vishwa means the world, the universal level or the worldly level, let's put it that way. What is the cosmic personality called? Who is the collectivity of all these physical forms? He's called Virat Purush. Virat. Vishwa is at the microcosmic, at the individual level, and Virat is at the cosmic divine level. Infinity, body multiplied by infinity, as Bhagavan Baba told me once, is Virat. What does Virat mean? Vishwa means Vishati, the one who indwells in you, because at no time are you free from the divine element which is embedded in you. But then you are operating at the world of, at the worldly level, then it's called Vishwa. What about the cosmic divinity, the Parabrahman, when he is operating at the physical level, at the outer level, at the form level, at the gross level? He is called Virat. Visheshena Rajate, that means. That means manifoldly shining. He is shining through manifold forms. We are all his forms. The collectivity is called Virat. The great Vedic hymn, Purusha Sukta, is dedicated to the Virat Purush. And therefore, you have at the outer level, at the gross level, a linkage of the individual with the divine in his energy form, the Sai in the spiritual sense of the term, and Surya in the energy form. And so Sai Surya Gayatri is recommended that I do that continuously, if I can, whenever I have nothing else to do, if I may say so, but also in the morning time, in the noontime. I'll come to this particular point again before I close this discussion or this talk. There was then another moment, of historic moment, in the evolution of the splendor of the avataric phenomenon, the modern avatar. The most modern avatar, and the most modern event that took place, the most recent event that took place in front of everybody here, is when he took out the Hiranyagarbhalinga on a Mahashivaratri day, in the morning of Mahashivaratri. Hiranyagarbha means the golden womb. From out of his stomach comes the universes, in the egg-shaped universes. Shining means not that it is gold per se, it is the shining principle. When once you manifest or express yourself, you are shining, as it were. So this Hiranyagarbha Gayatri, Bhagavan Baba provoked me the previous evening. When I say that's not the word provoke, he just inspired me by just mentioning, are you going to talk one of these days? I didn't understand what he meant. I thought he was going to ask me that day too. He just comes and says, talk. So he said, but he said, you're going to talk? And then left. Then I was puzzled that night. The whole night I was spending, the Shivaratri night, Mahashivaratri night, it is my own great good, the greatest good fortune. I don't keep vigil, I generally sleep off. I must confess. But this particular Mahashivaratri night, he made me keep vigil all through the night, thinking of Hiranyagarbha. Because he has mentioned already in the previous talk on the 14th of February that he would be taking out this linga. When? He didn't say. So he said, what is this Hiranyagarbha I used to play? Why is it called Hiranyagarbha? And then, of course, the Vedas are replete. Baba validates every sentence of the ancient, most ancient scripture called Vedas. And the most ancient scriptures have validated this modern avatar also. This is a very important point. Baba is validated by our scriptural authority. And Baba validates in turn the truths of the scriptures which we only read, which we don't really understand, and even if we understand, we may not even really believe it. All this mumbo-jumbo of the Vedic mumbo-jumbo, no. It is then that I realize, my God, this is Baba, has introduced me to this concept of Hiranyagarbha in the most spectacular way. Of all of us, for that matter. But for me, it was an electrified feeling that I had. The next day, all through the night, I was keeping vigil and thinking only of lying down, but thinking of Hiranyagarbha. And then where else did it occur? What are the suktas in the Vedas? I couldn't do much research during the midnight. I don't have those books. It raised me. The next morning, Baba, when he took out that Hiranyagarbha linga, the concept of Hiranyagarbha Gayatri arose in my mind. The concept of adoration, meditation and prayer to Sai as Hiranyagarbha has emerged in my mind. And that was the point of Baba looking at me at that time and saying, are you going to talk? I didn't realize it. And then when I accompanied Baba, when I followed Baba rather, on his great historic visit to the capital of this great country, it was there that it was gelling. What was I doing? All through those 4 days that Baba was there, I was always there in almost all the places he was there. But what was I thinking? I was thinking of Sai Hiranyagarbha. I saw there a manifestation of his love form. Millions, hundreds of thousands gathering to have a sight of him. And how for thousands of sevadal, thousands and thousands of sevadal, he gave Padanamaskar. And not only that, and many other things, visiting tens of places, attending to many other things. And it all dawned on me, here is incarnation of love. Of course we know his incarnation of love. And then, when Baba had asked me to speak on my Delhi, on the impressions of her Delhi visit, several times he asked me in Vrindavan after we returned, both before going to Kodaikanal and later also afterwards. This concept of Baba as the golden stomach sunk into me so much that I started speaking of the Sai as Hiranyagarbha. So, what is the first line of this Sai Hiranyagarbha Gayatri? Naturally, it must be this prema. Prema is the central characteristic of this avatar. And the first line always describes the avatar in his central characteristic. Prematmanaya vidmahe. We have come to know, we have come to recognize this divine love incarnate. What is the second line of this Hiranyagarbha Gayatri? Because the second line is important for meditation. And how did they meditate? And Baba gave us the key. Those who have seen him at the time that that particular golden linga was coming out of his mouth are put on the path of liberation. And therefore, and he was taking the Hiranyagarbha linga out of us. He is Prematmanaya. And Baba himself explained later, look at mother's love, which transforms mother's blood into milk, which sustains the baby. So, love is concretized through the form of the mother. It is even further concretized through the form of the milk that sustains. So, Hiranyagarbhaya Dhimahi, that is the second line. I meditate on this Hiranyagarbha form. And therefore, it then fitted into the structure of a Gayatri mantra. It is also Vedic, every word is Vedic, and also spiritually charged. And before Baba, what happened was, I said, Baba, the talk that I gave before him, he was right. Baba had enacted the drama of creation, I said. Just as that original creation was an act, just like original creation, he wanted to show us how this egg-shaped Hiranyagarbha linga comes, just like the universes which are egg-shaped are manifested out of the stomach of the Virat Purusha, or the primal divinity, Ishvara, the primordial divinity. He immediately corrected me. Subbarao, this is not an enactment. This is not acting. This is not demonstrating. I said, enacted the drama of creation. This is not a drama. I was stunned. I was using it in a metaphoric sense, of course, but I didn't know its fullest implications. And then it came to me like, he said, and I was sitting, he said, this injects spiritual energy into the universe at a time when there are tamasic forces are gaining ground. So therefore, he's charging the spiritual batteries of the world. It is not an enactment, it is not an enactment, it's not an act, it's not a drama, it's a real thing. It is not virtual reality, as we see on the computer, young computer world. It is reality per se, that his action is imbued with cosmic significance. At the individual level, he said, those who see this scene are liberated. So you have twin benefits at the individual level and at the cosmic level. So it is not a drama. To whom does he have to demonstrate? To whom does he have to provide proof that spirituality triumphs over matter? To whom does he have to do this? He doesn't have to do it for nobody. If I may use a double negative to make him very strong about that. It is done, every act of his has both individual significance and, this is then I realized, every act of his has cosmic significance. That's the secret of this avatar. And then I said, Hiranyagarbhaya Dhimahi. And I was, third line, how does it go? And I was on my feet thinking also. And Baba has been, there was a, some dialogue also was going on between us. And then I was flustering. I didn't have the right words. What you call, I was in the process of groping for the third line, as it were. And Baba supplied the third line for the Hiranyagarbha Gayatri. I was electrified when he said, Dhanna Sajya Prachodaya. It fitted like, I shouldn't use the word glove. You're accustomed to, I don't wear gloves here. I used to wear gloves in New York, winters, where I spent 35 years in the UN. And it dawned on me. Premātmanāya vidmahe Hiranyagarbhaya dhīmahi tannah satyah prachodayāt. The prayer is to the God of truth, and Satya is his own name, and Satya is the primary principle by which an avatar stands is truth. Truth and other principles that follow from it. Satya, dharma, shanti, prema, ahimsa, tyaga and ananda. Tyaga is service, selfless service. Because all these abstract values of truth, virtue, love, non-violence, they must express themselves. And that is tyaga. Tyage naike amrutattvamamashu. The great Upanishad says that. And Bhagavan Baba repeatedly says this. So seva, loving, serving, sharing, caring, selfless service, that is tyaga. Sacrificing is tyaga. So that is the sixth value. And what is the result of all these values? Ultimately, it is ananda. Bliss, which is the hallmark of Parabrahma. Sat, Chit, Ananda. And therefore we have this Sai Hiranyagarbha Gayatri, which I have just read to you. Now, here comes the bottom line. Another time when I was speaking, one after the one of these things in Travai Vrindavan, it's called Travai also, Swami asked me while I was speaking, when I was on my legs, what are the three names of Subhara, what are the three names of Gayatri? I said, Gayatri, Swami, we call it Gayatri in the morning, in the ushas, the dawn time, and Savitri in the noon time, and Saraswati in the evening time, in the sunset time, in the dusk time. Then he said, again I said, Gayatri, Savitri, Saraswati. He said, Saitri, 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 three times. Now, this is a new word. Only Baba can coin such words. It couldn't have come from a human mouth like mine, a limited mouth. Saitri. Then I hit my head like this before him and I said, now I see Swami. Saitri. Now, you see, Parokshapriya Deva, the divinities don't tell you directly. He gives you glimpses, or let's makes a few sentences or words, and that is meant to mean something for the person to whom it is said. And it may also mean a lot to many others to whom it is not said also. And that is the way Bhagavan Baba operates. He's called Paroksha Priya Deva. Aparoksha means direct. Paroksha means indirect. And I, this hint suddenly woke me up, as it were. And then I said, Swami, now there are 3 Gayatris. And I am dedicating, we are dedicating those 3 Gayatris to you. And then he smiled. And again, before his presence, I repeated all the 3 Gayatris. And not only that, I made all the students and the elders who were gathered on that day to repeat it in Baba's presence. And that is Hiranyaka Gayatri. Now, this Sahitri, what is its significance? We want to live in Sai consciousness, in divine Sai consciousness. Mantras are the bridges by which the individual links with cosmic and divine forces. And here are 3 mantras for 3 states: the gross, the outer, the body level state. That is called the waking state. The second, the subtle, the inner, the antakarana level, antakarana chatushtaya. I don't want to use the word psychosomatic, maybe misunderstood. But at that subtle level, which is called the astral level, the astral body, the subtle body, the sukshma deha. So, at the sthula deha, at the gross body level, you have the Sai Surya Gayatri, because it's a visible phenomenon, Surya. And when we are linking with visible forces of Sai as Surya, then we are multiplying our health, strength, stamina, skill, which we require during half of the daytime. So I suggest to myself rather than to others, and I do this from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. At noontime particularly, I chant Sai Surya Gayatri. In order to link myself with the cosmic divinity, which is right here in its spiritual form and its body form. At the second level, after 4 p.m. till 10 p.m., the sleeping, before you slip off into sleep, especially at the sunset time, it is Sai Hiranyagarbha Gayatri. That is called the Taijas level. Vishwa, the individual is called at the waking state, he is called Vishwa. The individual jivi, a soul, at the dreaming state is called Taijas, the principle of Taijas, the shining principle. He creates his own world, dreaming world. He is the creator. He is called Samrat, the emperor of his own dreams. Nobody can dream your own dreams. The other is called Virat. Here is Samrat. You are in charge of your own inner forces. Without you have consciousness, but the body is not operating at the level of the action senses. But inside, you are creating your own world in which you are acting, you are feeling, you are doing, and something else you are receiving. That's called the dream state, the Swapna state, when he's called Taijas. It is that, the cosmic mind, the cosmic intellect, the cosmic indweller within you is called Hiranyagarbha. At the cosmic level, the Taijas is called Hiranyagarbha. The cosmic planner, the Sutratman, the thread that runs through all of us as the indwelling thread of this garland of all souls is the Sai Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is called the cosmic mind, the cosmic intellect. When you link yourself with the cosmic mind, with cosmic intellect, what do you get? Your intellectual powers, your mental powers, your faculties of analysis, your subconscious is saturated with the divinity, with spiritual things also. So therefore, the one Sai Suri Gayatri is for your physical and your work level powers to be multiplied manifold by linking the individual with the macrocosm, with the collective, with the divine cosmic force. You are multiplying your physical level, efficiency levels. And at the mental level, at the subconscious level, your intellectual level, you are linking with Sai Hiranyagarbha. Then you, that is when I meditate on Sai Hiranyagarbha Gayatri. And what about the sleep state? The sleep in the deep sleep state at which the individual is called prajna, prajna, the intuitive level. Because it is there in seed form while you are sleeping. The prana is there, the vital force is operating. But you are not operating. You are consciously, you are unconscious, but your consciousness is still there. And therefore that is called Ishvara at the cosmic level. So the cosmic divinity is called Ishvara at the latent, unmanifest level, from out of which comes this Hiranyagarbha, out of which comes the Virat. So you have the threesome, three in one, our three states of gross, body, subtle, mind, and the inmost pranic, vital level, that is three levels that we operate, and three levels of the waking state, the dream state, and the deep sleep state. You have three states. And you have three in one, that is Sai Tri. The three Gayatris which enable you to link with the Divine Sai at all three states of your experiential reality. You experience these three states, the waking, the dreaming, and the deep sleep. Just as the Parabrahma also experiences the three states at the cosmic level, as Virat Purush at the physical outer level, as Hiranyagarbha at the cosmic mind, cosmic intellect level, and third, as the Saishvara at the unmanifest seed level. And the three in one. So, living in Sai consciousness is the sum and substance of Sai Tri, as the mantras are all necessary to link with the cosmic forces. So here we have the three Gayatris, and I have submitted them to Bhagavan also in a written form, and later in a printed form, and we have the booklet. And those of you, there are very limited copies, and those of you who have not taken it before, and also those of you who are from groups, you are most welcome to have access to this particular publication. Now we end this talk. Again, say Sai Gayatri.
साईश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्वप्रचोदयात्। शान्ति शान्ति। लोकाः समस्ताः सुखिनो भवन्तु। लोकाः समस्ताः सुखिनो भवन्तु। लोकाः समस्ताः सुखिनो भवन्तु। साई राम।